And Matt Bevan is back with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The big breaking news around the world today is from Israel. Now, the Prime Minister there, Benjamin Netanyahu, has been fighting corruption accusations for most of his career. Last August, he had been named as a suspect in two corruption cases known in Israel as Case 1000 and Case 2000. Back in August, I explained what those cases are about.
Case 1000 alleges that Netanyahu and his family received some very nice gifts from two very wealthy men, Israeli-born American Arnon Milchan and Australian billionaire James Packer. The family denies that the gifts were in exchange for favours. Case 2000 alleges that Netanyahu attempted to strike a deal with a newspaper, which is critical of him. The deal was that if they give him positive coverage, he would help them overtake the country's biggest selling newspaper, Israel Hayom, which was founded and financed by the American Netanyahu ally, casino magnate Sheldon Adelson. Now, Netanyahu says the deal wasn't serious and that he was just trying to test them, but apparently police have hours of conversations about this deal on tape.
At that time, in August, one of Netanyahu's former aides had just turned state's witness for the prosecution, and the clock has been ticking on that investigation to see what would come of it ever since. Now, today, Israeli newspaper Haaretz is reporting that police will recommend indicting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on those two investigations. The paper is also reporting that in the days leading up to the police's recommendations, Netanyahu has been openly questioning the integrity of the police commissioner and other high-ranking officers tasked with the investigations. We'll keep an eye out for what happens there throughout this morning. The other thing we're watching today is South African President Jacob Zuma, who is expected to make a statement this evening, our time, regarding his future. His own party, the African National Congress, has demanded that he resign for the sake of the country and may face a vote of no confidence if he doesn't resign by tomorrow. Jacob Zuma is a fascinating figure, Fran. He rose from poverty to become a powerful member of the ANC during its opposition to apartheid. He served 10 years in prison on Robben Island alongside Nelson Mandela. He's been active in South African politics since the 1960s and has become quite a divisive figure in his home country. His opponents focus on the numerous allegations against him of corruption and even rape, and his supporters focus on his commitment to traditional family values. He currently has four wives and 21 children, his good humour and his record on health and education in South Africa. In terms of the allegations against him, there's an allegation that he accepted bribes in 1999 in exchange for signing off on an arms deal. There's an accusation that he's giving undue political influence to the powerful business family, the Guptas. And one of the best known charges against him relates to his property in his hometown of Nkandla, which in 2013 received millions of dollars worth of security upgrades, including a pool and an amphitheatre, which I think you'll agree aren't really security items. He likes to joke about how the opposition harp on and on about this particular scandal.
If you listen to our good friends, the opposition, I'm telling you, some people who could not pronounce Kandla, they've now learned. Nkandla, Nkandla, Nkandla,
He has got that infectious laugh, Fran. He's also got an old accusation of rape hanging over his head, which he was acquitted of in 2006. But last week, his deputy, Cyril Ramaphosa, told a local radio station that he believed Zuma's accuser, which was a strong sign that the president had lost the support of his party. The party are hoping that he will agree to leave office today without fuss and that Cyril Ramaphosa will step into the role of president with an election due next year. There are accusations, Fran, that the stench of corruption is getting in the way of development in South Africa, and there are hopes that if he steps aside and they're able to clean up politics in that country, that South Africa may get into get some foreign investment and continue development.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers,
Matt Bevan. It's 10 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.